Do you want your products seen by more buyers on Amazon, Etsy, and other marketplaces? Do you want to get more traffic, make more sales, and scale your brand? Welcome to the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked, where we discuss what signals are needed to send to your customers, to the algorithms, to the ad platforms, in order to get your product seen, converting, and profiting fast. With your host, former top 50 seller on all of Amazon, the Professor Howard Tai. This is the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum and hello everyone. And thank you for joining us today. And today we have Lazar with us. Thank you so much for taking out time, Lazar.
Hey guys, I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. Thank you, Howard. Thank you, Baldwin. Okay, so Lazar, we would like to have a little bit of your introduction and then we move on to topic.
Absolutely. Do you want me to introduce myself or?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my name is Lazar. I'm the founder and owner of Sellers Alley. We started as an Amazon advertising agency and we expanded to other platforms as well. We're partners with a lot of different platforms and some of the biggest aggregators in the world. And one of the important things, like most important things that our agency does is TikTok. And we're pretty big when it comes to TikTok. At this point, we have like almost nine figures in ad spend this year. So it's pretty big.
Awesome. That's huge. All right. So let's move on to the topic. So what you have for us today?
Yeah, for you guys today, give me just a second to share my screen. Yeah, you can see my screen. Perfect.
Yeah.
So yeah, today I'm gonna talk because most of the guys that are watching this are Amazon sellers, and I'm gonna talk how to launch products on Amazon and using TikTok and like what's the point with TikTok. I know that everybody's talking about TikTok and it's a big fuss about it, but like nobody really like went really deep dive into it. So I'm gonna tell you more about like what's the purpose of it, how to use it, what kind of stuff to do, and so on. And TikTok is pretty amazing platform. Give me just a second. Yeah, we went through this part. Who am I? And who we are? We're pretty big. We exist for more than 3 years now, and we have more than 250 clients that we served so far. And we do TikTok ads, Amazon PPC, DSP, Google ads, Facebook ads, and so on. So I'm going to talk more about TikTok. I'm going to go through different topics. Like for your guys, I'm going to be more than happy to share my slides with you. So basically, if there is anything that you missed, no worries. You're going to get all the slides. And usually when I talk about TikTok, there is so much about it. And like whenever I talk about like following slides, there is like a big, massive chance that I'm going to talk about something else inside of TikTok because it's so huge and it's so addictive. So basically, why TikTok? TikTok has been downloaded more than 3 billion times with B. So that's a massive number. And it has more than 1 billion active users that are using it daily. And one of the impressive information that I heard is that last year overtook Google as the most popular website in the world. That's why TikTok is so addictive, comparing to any other social media. Even today, when you go to Instagram or Facebook, they're trying to replicate TikTok because all the features of TikTok are so good. And they're the latest thing that happened, Facebook mentioned that they want to create creator marketplace. And I'm going to talk more about creator marketplace in this presentation because people usually our clients, when they want to become our clients, we have brief conversation about TikTok and why should you go there? Why is that the right platform for you? And why should you go there basically? And one of the things that people usually say is we don't have enough videos, you know? And TikTok is that kind of a platform that you need to have a lot of videos, at least 2 new videos per week. And a lot of people think that you need high quality videos and something super high quality, like Hollywood style, but which is really not the truth. But like, I'm going to go through that a bit more during the presentation. It started as a teenage platform. People usually think about TikTok as a teenage platform. That time passed and it changed a lot. So new numbers tell us that 62% of users are women. Around 25-26% of users are from the age of 18 to 25, another 27% from the age of 26 to 35, and like more than 7%, I think, are older than 50. So that's something that is pretty interesting. And like one of the, like TikTok has a lot of numbers and they do a lot of statistics. And like we work closely with the guys from TikTok. We were even invited to their headquarters recently. And like we talked about like their numbers and like what they do and like how they do it and so on. And like some of the numbers are so impressive. Like, for example, the platform is so engaging. 80% of users of TikTok don't use any other screen. Like none of the screens are turned on, like just one where they have TikTok on. So they don't watch TV while they're on TikTok. They're not on Facebook on like their laptop while they're using their phone to be on TikTok and so on. And that's because the platform works in a really interesting way. It's super engaging. It has videos, it has sound. So you need to focus on people talking or you need to focus on sound and like you watch the video and basically you don't really have time to watch TV in the background, you know? So you're fully focused on TikTok while you're there. And also what's pretty interesting is like, why is it so different like comparing to other platforms? Well, basically the biggest difference is the algorithm, and TikTok has amazingly good algorithms. So that algorithm makes people watch it even more. Like one of the things about TikTok is like our brain tells us like if the situation around us is secure, if we're going to be fine for the next 5 to 10 seconds, and we can focus to do what we're doing. Like, for example, at this presentation, this conversation, like whoever is watching, they're in their like safe place, like they're watching this slideshow, and basically they don't know that nothing they know that nothing unexpected is going to happen to them. Like there is like, I don't know, like there is no fire going to show up or that kind of stuff. But like when you're on TikTok, like your brain always tells you to swipe to see the next video and then the next video and then the next video and so on. Because those videos are short. They're usually around 30-ish seconds. So basically when it comes to length of the videos, people ask like, what's the length of videos on TikTok? Until recently, it was 3 minutes. Up to 3 minutes, but like they're currently testing like longer format for like 10 minutes. But like our experience tells us that you should use TikTok for like 30 to 40 seconds to get the best possible performance. And like there are two different feeds on TikTok. First one is the list, like the feed of everybody that you subscribe to. And like you can watch the videos from people that you subscribe to, and there is another feed that is called For You feed. And basically that feed is created by the algorithm from the videos that are super popular by other users. And basically it shows you the winning videos. So this is one really cool trick. If you want to learn what kind of videos you want to create, spend 5 minutes each day in your For You feed. Check first 5 seconds of each video, because first 5 seconds are crucial on TikTok, like in each video, because of them, or because of those 5 seconds, you decide if you're going to watch whole video or you're going to continue swiping until you see the video that you want to stick with. So that's something that is really, really important. TikTok is becoming more and more shopping friendly. They're introducing new ad types. This year, they introduced a couple more, including shopping ads. Like, I'm going to talk more about that as well, obviously, but like, I'm just jumping from one slide to another. When it comes to income of users of TikTok, they're a bit at the higher bracket comparing to other platforms. Not much, but for a couple of percent more users of TikTok have more money to spend on different goods to purchase. So that's something that is pretty cool. Also, one really cool fact that I heard from the guys from TikTok, like if you're used to advertising on Facebook, can you decide to move or like, if you decide to like allocate some of your budget, advertising budget to TikTok, you're going to end up advertising to 40% of users that don't use Facebook at all. So basically you have massive chance to end up advertising to people that basically don't use Facebook and haven't seen your videos or ads before. So I can tell you more about the most purchased categories on TikTok as well. As you can see, there's their clothing, shoes, headphones, shampoos, and so on. But have in mind like the statistic that I mentioned about like who are usual users and usual customers on TikTok. So like we can see that TikTok is working pretty well across the board, like through different categories. It's really important to work alongside with algorithms so you can get the best for your money. And when it comes to TikTok, if you're spending, like our experience tells us, like if you're going to spend like $1,000 a month on advertising on TikTok, you shouldn't go to TikTok. But if you're willing to spend $5,000 and more, TikTok should be a right place for you because algorithm learns a lot from that amount of visits and clicks and so on. And like there is another cool feature of TikTok that is like honeymoon period on Amazon. Like we, like everybody that sells on Amazon knows about honeymoon period there. There is a similar thing on TikTok as well. So when it comes to honeymoon period on TikTok, it lasts for 50 conversions. So when you create ads TikTok, the learning phase lasts for 50 conversions. When I say conversions, it doesn't necessarily mean that like the regular conversions. It's basically what you place as a goal for your campaigns. So there are three different ways how you can show up on TikTok as well. One of the options is to use organic. Option number two is to use paid ads. And the third option is to use UGC. So people usually ask, should I create organic profile and upload videos there? Yes. Is it going to affect your ads or are the ads going to affect your organic profile? No, because algorithm doesn't work in that way. It doesn't communicate between organic and paid part. Obviously, you're going to get some increase in followers and maybe some likes and so on, like more engagement on your organic part, because after somebody saw your video, they're going to click on the profile, they're going to end up going to your organic profile and like they're going to engage there. So as I said, like, do you need to have it? No. Should you have it? You most definitely should, because like, it's just like on Amazon. Like when you see the product, you want to see the storefront, you want to go to Google to check if there is a website, if the product and the brand are legit and so on. So basically the same thing stands for TikTok as well. So just to go through like categories, as I mentioned, like you have a comparison between TikTok and other platforms, like which one goes better where and so on. So as I said, like I'm not gonna bother you a lot with like this kind of numbers. You're gonna get the presentation, so feel free to check the numbers by yourself. I'm just gonna go through different parts of TikTok because it's a massive topic. I can talk for hours about it. And one of the things that I want to mention as I started mentioning it is organic TikTok profile. So for tips for organic profile, it's good to have frequent posting, catch up TikTok trends. First 3-4 seconds are the most important ones. Try to be unique and engaging. Use high resolution videos. They're super important. Like you can use your phone and create videos easily on TikTok. You don't need Hollywood style studio to create videos and so on. and try to create some high quality videos. And that's the way how to get most of the attention. Make your videos stand out, make them clean and simple. Don't jam too much information in those videos. I know that you guys like that are selling on Amazon, like love your product because it's your baby. Obviously, I completely understand that part, but try to get in a position of a buyer and try not to jam too much information there. It's really important to, like, it's a pretty thin line between like becoming a copycat and following all the new trends. I'm going to tell you more like in next couple of slides, like how to get trends and like how to jump on that train. We even ended up working with one store called Feel Unique, and like we got pretty good case study for them because we became trending globally on TikTok for them. And we used some really cool features of TikTok that you should definitely use. And like the best part is they're like 99% of the stuff on TikTok is free. So you can go in that direction. And obviously you should tell your story in a way that users can relate to. So what's the importance of the videos? Obviously, videos are the most important part of TikTok. And like when it comes to ads on TikTok, performance of your ad really depends on the quality of the content inside of your video. If the videos have low performance in the first few days, that means that they're not interesting for that audience. Maybe you should change that. But like some of the really cool tips and tricks, like when it comes to optimization of the ads and like should you change videos and so on, like when it comes to TikTok, you have an option to upload your email list to TikTok. It's going to work after 1,000 emails, so you can do retargeting, you can create lookalike audiences and so on. You create campaigns, and when you create campaigns, you set the budget, you set the bid and so on. So basically, as an Amazon seller, what you usually do, you go to the analytic on Amazon, check who your buyers are, and basically you try to target only them. And that way you can easily kill the campaign on TikTok. So you need to start a bit broader on TikTok at the beginning and narrow down the funnel over time, narrow down the targeting that you have. But make sure that you don't mess up a lot with campaign during the honeymoon period. So basically what you like, some of the most important things are never change bids for more than 20% at once. Never change bids more than twice a week. And that's something that is official from their end. It's not something that we discovered like in our work. That's something that TikTok said as well, because their algorithm resets every time when you do it. Like if you double the bid, if you double the budget, like it's really tempting. If you see that campaigns are working pretty well, you want to double the budget. But after that, you can easily see that campaigns are not going to work well, that they change completely. And that's something that you don't want to do. And the other thing that TikTok has is bulk files. You can bulk upload from Excel campaigns. Please don't do that. It's not working really well. So you need to go like in a boring way, create separate campaign one by one in the interface. And that's basically the best way how to do it. Never create more than 15 or 20% of new campaigns comparing to the amount of campaigns that you already have. So let's say that you have 100 campaigns in your account, never create 50 more. Create 15 to 20, let them work. And like while they're working, when they pass the honeymoon period, then create additional amount of campaigns. So that's something that is really, really important to know. When it comes to important stuff about video, it's important to know that file types that are allowed are MP4 and like other stuff. Like it's pretty technical, you have in the presentation. Try to cover all the screen, like go full screen fully, have the sound on. What is really important in this section here of each video, you can see basically which song is going in the background of the video. So TikTok has a massive audio library, and you should definitely use it. That's the way how to jump on a trending train, because some of the sounds are being used by so many different videos, and like they become trending. And that way, like when somebody's watching some other video, they're gonna click on the sound or the song, and they want to see other videos that are using that sound. So basically, they're gonna end up seeing your sound as well. So that's one small trick that you can use to get to the point when people are gonna see your video more frequently. The other thing that is really important to know is basically, as I said, the videos that is not gaining any result in the beginning is going to be shown less and less. Algorithm doesn't want to show something that is not engaging. Always have already prepared videos before starting the TikTok advertising. So like what we usually recommend to do is to use Creator Marketplace. It's a separate platform created by TikTok. As I mentioned, Facebook is trying to create the same platform by themselves for influencers on Facebook. We're going to see like how that goes. But like when it comes to TikTok, go to creatormarketplace.tiktok.com. And there you're going to see all the influencers on TikTok. And you're going to be able to reach out to them easily by creating separate campaigns just for them on that platform. So imagine that that's some kind of like Fiverr or platform like that, where you can create campaign to find people that would work with you. And the main difference between creators on TikTok and other platforms is that like they're charging way less for creating videos for you, because they're trying to compete between themselves. So basically what they usually ask for is just like a couple of units of the product. It really depends on the size of the influencer, if it's like nano or micro influencer or some massive big influencer. That obviously, like the bigger they go, you're gonna need to pay more and more. But what's really important to know is that you can use those videos, you can write down like what you want to use those videos for. They're going to create that kind of videos, and you're going to use them for like other stuff for yourself. And that's pretty cool way how you can generate a lot of influencers and afterwards to generate more videos. So basically in like period of like 2 or 3 months, you can easily get to the point where you have like base of like 50 or 100 influencers that are going to create one video per month for you. And that way you're going to end up with a lot of videos. So our experience tells us when it comes to those briefs that we create for influencers, like some of the clients, some of the Amazon sellers usually want to be super precise about what they want to see in the video and so on. And they target the influencers that way, and then those influencers create those videos and they usually fail. In 80% of the time, videos that work the best are the videos where you give all the creative freedom to the influencer, because TikTok is a massive platform, as I said, and like people usually think about TikTok as like funny and like engaging platform where everybody's singing or dancing and so on. But TikTok is also pretty good platform for tutorials, for learning and so on. So imagine that Howard, let's say, is dancing and I'm doing Excel tutorials. So, and like on the other end, seller comes and wants us to create videos. And like, if he says like, okay guys, like you need to dance with our product and so on. And like, if Howard is already dancing, his audience is going to love those videos. They're going to understand them because they're going to like stick to the pattern of like content that Howard is already created. But like if I did a lot of tutorials on the other end and I start dancing, my viewers are going to say like, why are you doing this? So basically I should create like different way how to promote your video. So it's really important to give influencers that kind of creative freedom so they can create something that is going to be super useful and interesting for their customers and their audience and their viewers. So yeah, that's something that is super important. The other really important thing is like why they're not charging that much is because they're using, you can use Spark Ads. And Spark Ads is that's something that I'm going to tell you more soon, but I want to tell you more about sections, like parts of your video, and I'm going to tell you more about TikTok messaging 101. So basically, as you can see, like the green zone is the safe zone. So basically, this is the place that is not blocked by any buttons, that is not covered with any text, with any button or any logo or so on. And this is the place where you want to display your product. This is the place where you want to share your message and so on. And like at the end, you can see CTA button, like call to action button, like so you can send traffic in like wherever you wish. And like if you ask like where you can send the traffic, you can send traffic literally wherever you want. On one end, you can use traffic to like to send traffic towards your D2C website. On the other end, you can send traffic to the Amazon product listing. So obviously, the next question about the traffic and like how to measure everything is basically how do we track that? Obviously, if we go to Amazon, we're going to use Amazon attribution. We can track results by using Amazon attribution, and basically that's it that we have there. I know that attribution is not the best tool in the universe, but that's what we have because Amazon will never allow any third party to implement their tag or pixel on their platform, because that way they're gonna give more information about other stuff that are going on. On the other hand, if you're sending people towards your website, you can use tags, UTMs, you can hard code it to your website, or you can use containers. There are a bunch of stuff that you can track, from product sales, purchases, click-throughs, and so on. So yeah, I'm going to tell you more about TikTok campaigns. Basically, before you start advertising, it's really important to have in mind that you need to have a lot of videos. So use Creator Marketplace, create some videos on your own, create a strategy. As I said, like there are three different ways how you can show on TikTok. As I said, like organic, using paid advertising, or by using UGC, user generated content. So that's something that is really, really important to know. Sorry about this, like my slides like got messed up a bit. So I'm going to tell you more about ad placements as well. Like I want to tell you more about formats and ad placements. The most common one and the one that we all know is in-feed ads. Basically, those are the ads when you use your phone, when you swipe, like every 5 to 10 videos, you can see the ad. So those are the most common ones. The other thing that I want to mention, they're really good for traffic, to drive traffic to your destination and so on. When it comes to, as I mentioned, ad formats, I said like the slides just got messed up a bit, so sorry about that. Like the other thing is Spark ads, and that's the thing that I wanted to tell you more when I started talking about Creator Marketplace and the influencers. So basically when they create videos, you can boost those videos. And basically it's more of like cooperation between an influencer and seller, somebody that is doing advertising on TikTok, because when they create some high quality video, you can boost those videos, and that way you can send traffic towards your website. If influencer creates a video, they can use a link in the description, they can use link in comments, but they cannot create the button inside of the video, like as you saw before. So in this place here, that's a place for a button. And when you create the Spark ads, you're going to be able to create the link with that button. And basically, that's one of the reasons why creators want to create some high quality videos. And because they expect that you're going to use Spark ads afterwards. And basically, it's a triple win situation where influencer is winning by increasing the amount of followers. You're sending more traffic towards your website or Amazon store or wherever. And also it's good for TikTok because they're getting money out of it, obviously. So that's something that is really important. And as I mentioned previously, TikTok is becoming more and more shopping oriented, and it's gonna increase their in that direction as well. So the other ad type is collection ads. Collection ads are really important because for them, you need to use feed, and basically your feed then can generate ads on TikTok platform. And how it usually looks is it looks like this. So there is a product card here. When you click on it, basically you can go like this to this section here. And like one of the new cool features that are going to be introduced by TikTok really soon, it's not publicly available yet. They're probably going to kill me because I'm sharing this kind of stuff. But like in this section here, you're going to be able to filter through different categories in your store. So basically first two pictures here are on the platform of TikTok, and from there you have a smooth transition towards the product on the website and you go to the checkout page. So that's basically a really cool way how to make a sale from TikTok and then on your website. Shopping ads or collection ads are unfortunately not available for Amazon. They can be used with Shopify or any other D2C website. And that's because you cannot really take feed from Amazon. So I can tell you more about our clients' experience and like our strategy and like how we work there. I don't want to go really deep dive into like all of this different stuff because it can be boring for a lot of people. And I don't want to get everybody super sleepy about that, but like as I said, like you can get the slides and you can go through all this stuff. Like there are some other stuff that are really really important about the ads. As I mentioned, don't change bids all the time, change them for like 20% tops. The same goes for the budget as well. Start a bit broader, then narrow down targeting a bit over time so it can work better. Also, what's important is to refresh videos all the time to add new videos. Obviously, if the campaign is working, if the ad is working, don't fix something that is working well. You can create separate campaign with new video and use the same targeting or whatever you want. So basically, that's the way how you can use it. And just to wrap up, TikTok is becoming more and more popular. It's going to take more space from other social media. If you send traffic towards Amazon, use Amazon attribution to track the performance. Make your TikTok organic profile to go in hand with your ads and to boost your Amazon traffic. Have in mind that TikTok is different from Amazon. Use those TikTok trends and challenges and make your videos engaging and make sure to follow all the requirements. So basically, guys, that's my presentation.
Awesome. That's a lot of information out there. So there are a few basic questions from my side. Like mentioned that the honeymoon period on TikTok, is it like 15 conversions or it is 50? Okay. And the conversion means like people are clicking on the ad and
it really depends what you place as the goal of the campaign. It can be either click, it can be like literally whatever you place it. Like it cannot be conversion as like regular conversion on Amazon, because obviously TikTok cannot really track that part. But like if you're sending traffic towards your website, you can go in that direction as well. So like you can create campaigns with a goal of conversion on your website.
Okay. All right. And regarding the creator marketplace, once an influencer like create you a video, then is it your property or is it still their property? Like
It really depends what you discussed with the influencer. Like basically, as I said, like you can create that campaign. They're absolutely free. You write down what you want to get there. What are you willing to give in exchange to them? They're gonna get the information on their end. So they're going to reach out to you by already knowing what you want. Like if you want to use those videos on the website, if you want to use them on Instagram Reels as well and on organic profile, or you just want to boost the videos that they're creating by using Spark Ads. So those are the options that you have. And basically our experience tells us that like they can usually accept that you can use their videos indefinitely, because that way it's increasing their popularity as well. You know, if you get to the point that you have like 50 influencers and out of those 50, they all create one video each per month, you're obviously not going to use all 50 to create campaigns, but you're going to pick the best ones and you're going to like increase the visibility of their profile as well, not only yours. But as I said, like if you write down that you want to use those videos for other purposes and they agree on that, you're absolutely fine and good to go.
Okay, perfect. And like, they are like restricted or like interested in the high price point products, because normally in Pakistan people are launching the low price products and it is creating problem for them. So is there any price point restriction or they are open to any price point product?
They're pretty open to everything, you know, like obviously just like on any other platform, they like sales. so it goes well with that. Like there are coupon ads, which are a pretty cool feature of TikTok. So basically you can implement in the button the coupon. And so if you send people to Amazon, they already have the coupon and so on. So they can go like in any direction when it comes to niches. It can go in any direction as well. We are doing pretty well with some coffee brands, with car cosmetic, with random stuff. But like when it comes to terms of service of TikTok, they're pretty strict when it comes to different, like some specific platforms, some specific niches, like toys for kids, you're not allowed to advertise them, which is like insane if you ask me. But that's something that is still not working. So if you're interested in crypto and anything illegal or children toys, you're not allowed to advertise.
So Howard, would you like to? Yeah.
Bon, you have anything you want to ask?
Yeah. So, I mean, thanks for that presentation. It was awesome. I think one of the things that all of the listeners are wondering is how many of your clients are usually driving traffic to Amazon rather than a Shopify store or from inside Tuck's own marketplace?
So it really depends. When it comes to our clients, we have like massive variety of clients from like some super famous international, like massive brands, like when it comes to clothes and so on, they usually send traffic towards their website to create like brand awareness. But like for Amazon sellers, they usually start with Amazon. But as they decide to grow their D2C website, they expand in that direction as well. Like the other question that people usually ask is like, is it cheap to advertise on TikTok? It is cheaper than Facebook. Not a lot, just a bit, like maybe 10% or so on. But like there are some really cool stuff that you can do with TikTok. Like when you expand and you continue working on TikTok and so on, there are a bunch of benefits from TikTok send. Like if you get TikTok rep, or like if you work with some agency, you can ask them for some additional benefits. So some of the benefits are like some credit for A/B testing, or credit that you can use when they want to launch new features. As I mentioned, like for the shopping stuff, I don't really remember the amount of money they're willing to like forgive you that you already spent, like $5,000 or so per month. But like I cannot really swear like how it goes, but like they give you a lot of different stuff. Like I can send you some of the incentives that TikTok is giving, but like they can definitely help you. Like if you're a big Amazon seller and you want to expand to a new platform like TikTok, they would come to you and like they would discuss, or you can come to them like in any direction. You can discuss about possibilities about advertising there and so on. And like if you decide to spend certain amount of money, they are willing to give you up to $20,000 for creating videos. Obviously, they don't give you cash. They give you a list of vendors, like agencies that they work with when it comes to video creation. We're not one of them, but we can give you a list of those agencies that they work with. And basically, you go there, you create videos, you tell them, you tell those agencies that you're getting incentivized by TikTok. And basically what you do there is like you get the videos and then TikTok covers the expense. So it's up to $20,000. It's not $20,000 all the time.
Oh, wow. Okay. So do you just contact like a TikTok rep or how do you get started with that?
Well, I don't want to self-promote us here, but like you can easily reach out to us and like we already have like really, really good communication with TikTok, and like TikTok has like 15 people in their team that are dedicated to work with us. So we can do all the stuff. We don't really charge for any of that.
Yeah. Another question is, what do you think is your threshold for creative fatigue? How often should we switch out creatives?
Well, as I said, like if creatives are doing pretty well, you shouldn't like fix something that is working. But if you have creative, like if you have campaigns that are like fading and like not working as good as they used to, you should think about like changing the creatives there. And as I said, like you should introduce like around 2 new videos per week. So that's usually that works the best.
Okay, so like format-wise, let's say you have 20 videos, and that's your, I guess, videos for the month. So how many videos would you start out with in terms of launching? Because you wouldn't launch all 20 videos at the same time.
Obviously not, yeah. I wouldn't. I would probably go with up to 10 videos, and then I'd add like two or three more videos per week for the first month. And like before I even start the campaign, I would start with creator marketplace and get more creators to help me with the videos and everything. And like what's really cool to do is to, when you send traffic, to send it to some dedicated landing page, and from there to send it either to Amazon or your website or wherever in like first part, and in the second part I would add, like, we saw that it's working pretty well for our clients. Like, I would add, like, section that says, like, would you like to become our influencer in the future? Like, give us your email and we can, like, discuss about that. So that's something that is working pretty well.
Do you feel that might hurt conversion because they're going to TikTok, to a landing page, and then to Amazon?
It really depends. Like, it can, because it's one additional step. But on the other end, like if you test it and like if you end up getting like a bunch of new videos, if you get like some other benefits, like if you combine, like Howard absolutely knows, and I'm pretty sure that you guys know that PPC is all about A/B testing. So like do A/B testing of that as well. See what's working the best for you.
I'm pretty advanced on TikTok, meaning I do a lot of R&D. I watch TikTok maybe like a lot often. I bounce between US TikTok and Chinese TikTok. So I watch both at the same time. So it's really interesting because I get addicted too, you know?
So is it different for you to like Chinese version of TikTok versus the US version of TikTok?
Like, there's a big difference. So like in China, TikTok, you can actually give people presents. You buy these presents and you give it to them. And then they actually make money off of the presents that you give them when they do live. So yeah, like a girl comes on, they could battle each other. Who gets the most presents, you know? Who gets the most money and stuff like that? So it's like a battling thing, war. So it's really fun. It's really fun to watch that. Also, you can buy stuff on. It was like already there's a lot. TikTok already did like
live shopping. Yeah,
live shopping already in US. You know, it should be coming up or already came out. But in the Asia TikTok, Douyin, it's actually been out there and very successful. You have the I guess the Lipstick King is one of the really most famous one that actually battled with Jack Ma to see who could sell the most lipstick. So the Lipstick King actually won Alibaba Group, you know. So it's really crazy how powerful TikTok is. And you have a girl that does live shopping, and she's like one of the best, you know, out there. So really, really cool stuff. You know, the US TikTok is really, really cool. But then in the Asia TikTok, the Chinese TikTok, you know, they do a lot of stories, you know, storylines.
Yeah.
So like a movie, they do like short, like it's like a Cliff Note movies. They do like in little sections. So they kind of like Cliff Note. So it's really fast, right? So they kind of talk through the movie. Then you can watch a movie in like maybe 3 minutes or more. So they actually have these clips where you have to swipe up and down, usually, right, to watch the next part of the series of the movie. But then actually now click TikTok in China, they make it so that it's continuous within the same image. So you don't have to swipe anymore to finish the movie. You just watch number one. And then it goes to number two, and then it goes to number three. So it's continuously finishing the movie Cliff Notes in just like the whole period of time. So you don't need to really swiping up and down within going into their profile and going up and down. So it's like really advanced, I would say, on TikTok.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So like as you mentioned, like Chinese TikTok and US TikTok and so on, like. It's really important which SIM card you have in your phone.
Yeah.
That's the main way how to get to see different feeds. It does, like if you go to settings and just change the country, it's not going to work that well. It's better to have a SIM card from that country that you want to see the feed and like where you want to send the traffic to.
Yeah, so we have our own influencers within, and then we give them phones in China, right? To use, so they have to have the SIM card in order for them to be able to go to those TikToks in the US to show in the US. So that's what Lazar is correct on that. That's one of the like their security thing that they do to track
how. Yeah, you can find those SIM cards on like internet or eBay or like go to buy Google Fi and like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Google Fi works perfectly in China.
Yeah. It's working pretty good.
Are you using it right now in Serbia?
Yeah. Like when I went to see you in China, I was using Google Fi.
Yeah. Yeah. So me and Lazar go way back. We met in like Guangzhou, like 2018 or so. I don't remember exactly what date.
Something like that, yeah.
And then we went to Shenzhen and we ate lamb. And that's where we built our very deep relationship. He's like I always call he's one of my brothers, you know,
a brother. Yeah, Howard was such an amazing host, like that's like one of the most memorable trips that I had in my life. Like he took me like to all of the places in China. Obviously I don't speak Chinese, so he took me like to the best places. I was so impressed.
Yeah. So if you guys didn't notice, I was just like, kind of like, didn't talk for a little bit because it's actually 7 o'clock a.m. when we started the podcast in Hawaii. So I'm in Hawaii. This is my last day. I'm going back to L.A. soon after a little later in the afternoon. So sorry for me not speaking. And then I saw this bird that ran into the house, I guess, apartment. And then that's why I moved my computer when you saw me moving around. The bird was flying into the house and stuff. So sorry about that, guys. So anything else, guys, go on, Zeeshan, you wanted to ask?
I believe let's take some of the audience questions. So here's the first.
So when it comes to should we use marketing through influencers or run TikTok ads, I would most definitely combine them. It's just like building a brand. Like you should like expand in all directions, but like try to be really smart about that. create the strategy, what you want to do, what kind of influencers are going to target which kind of group of people, because like you can use micro and nano influencers to target like really specific groups of people. Obviously, you can use really good targeting on TikTok as well. And like one of the cool features is like day parting and so on. Like the TikTok has like really good targeting system. Basically, the platform looks like, if you're used to Facebook, it resembles Facebook more than like, let's say, Google ads or Amazon ads. So I would most definitely go in all directions, but like try to be smart, not try to like target everybody everywhere. Try to use micro influencers to target specific groups of people, use ads for maybe different groups of people, Spark ads, and so on. And it really depends on the budget as well. So when it comes to using TikTok versus live commerce, streaming, doing some videos around the product drops or on our own platform. So like, I'm not really sure that like people in the States are like, if you want to sell in the States, are still like that familiar with like live shopping and like using lives for selling the products. You can do that. And I'm pretty sure it's going to go more in that direction in the future. But at this point, like they're just used to like the regular ads. Like that's something that they see the most. But like on the other end, like since they're not used to it, and if you start doing it like first, if you do it correctly, I'm pretty sure that you can make difference there. What about sport fitness products? Do we got good influencer? Absolutely. Like sport fitness products, that's something that like there's a lot of Western like influencers that are into fitness, into sports. Like a lot of TikTokers are about quality of living, like how to improve yourself and your surrounding, like about hobbies, about like sports, meditation, and so on. So you can definitely find a lot of good-looking people in the gym that can use your product.
All right, awesome. So I believe this was the last question we had from the audience. And ending notes, anything you can recommend, Lazar, for the new people who are like not in onto TikTok, but they just want to start with their brand?
Well, before creating your first campaign, try to create a strategy. Go to TikTok. Go to For You feed, check the videos that TikTok is recommending to you, because those are the winning videos. So you can see, like, try to break the videos down to like different sections, like try to see like how the first 5 seconds are going, like how they close the videos, like how they get your attention, how they show and like present the message about the product. That's like really, really important as well. So try to generate some information, get some knowledge about that, how others are doing, and then start from there. Like create a base of influencers as well, so you can have like a stream of new videos all the time. And when you get a lot of materials, start doing stuff. If you have like one or two videos and you tell yourself, I'm going to create a lot of videos in the future, don't go in that direction, because you probably are not going to have time to create the next video next time. So try to create a base of like 10 or 20 or like something like that videos, and then start advertising and like expanding to TikTok. If you have just like a couple of them, you're at some point in your life, you're going to like have a day off, or you're going to work hard on some problem that occurred, and you're not going to have time to create the video.
All right. Awesome. So once again, thank you, Lazar. Thank you so much for taking out your time and allowing us to like host you here. I believe everyone who is watching are going to love this information what you have just put out. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Lazar, for coming.
Thanks, Lazar.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And have a great night here in Pakistan. Have a good sleep. Awesome.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you want your product seen by more buyers on Amazon, Etsy, and other marketplaces? Do you want to get more traffic, make more sales, and scale your brand? Welcome to the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked, where we discuss what signals are needed to send to your customers, to the algorithms, to the ad platforms, in order to get your product seen, converting, and profiting fast. With your host, former top 50 seller on all of Amazon, the Professor Howard Tye. This is the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked.